Do you speak accounts payable? Are you fluent? By this I mean, do you use jargon even though you probably know better? Stick around for a very short discussion on AP jargon and then an explanation of some of the terms we use, assuming everyone knows what we mean, even though many people don't. Plus, I'll tell you where you can find a longer list if you need to check it out. Welcome to Accounts Payable Soundbites, the program where we share tips and explain simple and complex accounts payable issues in short, concise soundbites. Okay, accounts payable jargon, or jargon in any field. We all know better than to use it because sometimes the people we're talking to don't understand it. But inevitably, and I'm one of the worst culprits of this, before we realize, we slip into old bad habits and these terms populate our conversation. And then whoever we're talking to is left scratching their head because they don't know what we're talking about. It's really important that you avoid this, especially when you are trying to get management approval for something or enhance AP productivity. And by the way, don't feel bad if you don't know what certain terms mean. This happens to me all the time, and I'm forever getting on the internet, checking them out. And then when I see what it is, I'm like, oh, how could I be so silly? Okay, now we're going to go through, as I said, we have 10 terms here. They're in alphabetical order, so it's not that one is more important than the other, all right? So let's dive right in and get started. Term number one, ACH. We talk about it all the time when we're talking about payments. And basically, ACH stands for Automated Clearinghouse. And what we mean when we say an ACH payment is either a direct payment to our account, either in the form of a credit or a debit, although most of the time it's a credit. So it's an electronic payment, not all electronic payments, and it's money that goes directly into our bank account. You're probably most familiar with it with direct deposit of payroll, although many of you are paying your suppliers using ACH. Okay. The second one, we don't hear as much today as we did a few years ago, BYOD. Bring your own device. Now, it refers to that concept where people were getting tablets and mobile phones of their own, bringing them to work, logging into their ERP system without the proper fraud protections. Okay, BYOD. Next one, I hope you all know, but I thought it was worth including it, and that is DPO, Days Payable Outstanding. And this refers to basically how long it takes to get an invoice paid. Many of you, but probably not all of you, are calculating it, okay? And it's something you may keep your eye on if this is an issue in your organization. Okay, the next one, probably if you're in the automotive industry, you'll know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, it's less likely. And it's ERS, which stands for Evaluated Receipt Settlement. And basically, this involves a matching and a payment process where there's no invoice. So the concept is you send a purchase order, the person gets the purchase order, the company, they deliver the goods, and then there's a receiving document in the goods, and between the receiving document or the packing list, whatever you want to call it, packing list and the purchase order, this agreement, you should be able to go ahead and pay it without having to rely on an invoice. So ERS, as I said, popular in the automotive industry, not so popular elsewhere. Okay. ICR. Now, we've all heard of OCR, optical character recognition, but ICR stands for intelligent character recognition. And it, you know, obviously has to do with technology and all the different new approaches that we're taking today to deal with invoices. All right. So that was our first five. Real quick, before we get to the next five, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time. And you can ring that bell next to the subscribe button, and you'll be notified whenever we post new AP content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can do so if you have a Gmail account. And whoops, I did it. Did you notice I said AP and not accounts payable? Okay, it's just another example of how the jargon slips in without even realizing it. Now, since you're watching this, I'm hoping you got it. All right. Our next one, JE. If you're an accounting person, you probably know this really well, journal entry, okay? Those off transaction entries that we make to get our books in order, if you will. Okay. Next one, P2P. Now, many times you'll see P2P in discussing all these new apps out there. And in those instances, it really stands for peer-to-peer. But in our accounts payable space, what we mean when we talk about the P2P process, for example, is procurement to pay, okay? And it refers to the whole process. So P2P, procure to pay. Next one, RPA. You're going to be hearing a lot of this as we start talking more and more, like we're not talking about it a lot already, about AP automation. Okay, and it stands for robotic process automation, and typically it has inherent in it some component of AI or artificial intelligence. So whether you're investigating invoice automation or a more full-blown accounts payable automation, it's likely to include RPA, robotic process automation. You may also hear the term bots, okay? Next one, SOP, standard operating procedure. That's not necessarily an accounts payable term, but a term used in many areas. And now this last one, it's an oldie but goodie, and I include it on the list as number 10 because it's one I use all the time, even though every time I use it, if I'm giving a talk, there's somebody in the audience who either raises their hand and says, Mary, what does that stand for? Or if I'm doing an online presentation, which I've done a lot of in the last year or two, as I'm sure you realize, they'll write it in the question box. What does T&E stand for? So I always remind myself, hey, don't forget to tell them, but I do. So T&E, travel and entertainment, okay? That's what T&E stands for in our little space, okay? Travel and entertainment. And like I say, even though I'll be talking to an accounting audience, and I think that everybody should know the term, not everybody does. So I try and keep myself from using it, but I don't always. Okay, so how many did you get right? If you got them all right, and I'm sure some of you did, please feel free to brag about it in the comments section. And as promised, we're going to include a link in the show notes below to a longer list of AP jargon. Just click on the link below and it'll take you right to the list. You don't have to leave your name or an email address or anything like that. And if you think we missed something, either drop a comment here or email me at publisher@ap-now.com, and we'll have that also in the show notes so we can update it, because I want to help make this accounts payable journey, if you will, as easy as possible. Now, as you probably noticed, a lot of the jargon revolves around technology. And when it comes to technology, there are a few common pitfalls that are easy to avoid. We discussed them in episode 116 of the AP Now podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, which you probably are, a link will appear to the left. Otherwise, go to YouTube and search for it in the AP Now podcast, or I'll put a link down in the show notes. And please remember, I really do appreciate those thumbs up, those subscribes, those shares, and those comments. Good luck.